Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lions and Scavengers, The True Story of America and Her Critics by Ben Shapiro is a polemical, history-forward argument about what the United States is, how it developed, and why contemporary narratives about America often talk past its founding ideals. Framed as a defense of the American project, the book challenges interpretations that depict the nation primarily as a story of oppression and hypocrisy, and it contends that critics frequently minimize the role of ideas like natural rights, constitutional limits, and civic equality under law. Shapiro blends political commentary with broad historical themes, emphasizing the difference between a country judged by its principles and one judged only by its failures. While readers should expect a strong point of view, the book aims to provoke a debate about patriotism, historical memory, and the standards by which Americans evaluate their institutions. It is positioned for readers who want a forceful rebuttal to modern anti-American critiques and a renewed case for national confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, America as an idea, not just a place. A central theme is that the United States is best understood as an idea rooted in universal claims about human rights and legitimate government. The book emphasizes the philosophical framework commonly associated with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, treating them as more than historical artifacts. From this perspective, the nation is a continuing experiment in applying principles such as equality before the law, individual liberty, and limited government, rather than a static identity defined solely by ancestry, territory, or power. Shapiro argues that debates about America often collapse into competing emotional postures, pride versus shame, instead of assessing whether the founding ideals provide a coherent standard for reform. The idea-based framing also helps explain how America can contain deep contradictions and still be judged by a moral yardstick that expects improvement. In this telling, the highest tribute to the American project is not denial of wrongdoing, but insisting that the same principles that inspired the founding also supply tools for self-correction. The topic encourages readers to separate the aspiration from the imperfect execution and to ask whether critics apply consistent standards to America compared with other nations. Secondly, critiques, narratives, and the battle over history. The book devotes significant energy to analyzing how historical narratives are constructed and deployed in political arguments. Shapiro contends that some prominent critiques of America rely on selective emphasis, foregrounding exploitation and prejudice while backgrounding the intellectual origins of American liberty and the country's reform movements. This topic is less about denying dark chapters and more about disputing the interpretive frame. Is America essentially a project of oppression with occasional concessions, or a project of liberty repeatedly challenged by human failure? The answer drives public attitudes toward institutions, civic rituals, and national cohesion. Shapiro argues that simplified narratives can function as moral weapons, shaping education and media in ways that encourage cynicism and alienation. He also suggests that criticism can become self-reinforcing, treating the nation's founding claims as propaganda rather than commitments that later generations used to expand rights. Readers are prompted to consider how different historical emphases change what people think is fixable, worth conserving, or worth defending. The broader takeaway is that history is not only about facts, but about the moral story a society tells itself, and that story influences policy and identity. Thirdly, freedom, equality, and the tension between ideals and outcomes. Another major topic is the enduring tension between stated ideals and lived reality. Shapiro argues that the appropriate measure of America is not perfection, but the presence of a governing philosophy that can condemn injustice and motivate reform. In this view, ideals like liberty and equality before the law are not cosmetic, they are operational standards that allow citizens to demand consistency from their institutions. The book challenges the notion that hypocrisy discredits a principle, suggesting instead that hypocrisy can imply the principle's dominance because it forces wrongdoing to justify itself rather than openly celebrate itself. This topic also engages recurring political debates about whether the pursuit of equality should be understood primarily as equality of rights and opportunity, or as equality of outcomes enforced through expansive state power. Shapiro's approach tends to prioritize individual rights, constitutional constraints, and pluralism, warning that outcome-driven programs can undermine freedom and social trust. Readers are invited to evaluate how societies balance compassion and coercion, and how well-intentioned interventions can produce new inequities. The discussion encourages careful thinking about what kind of equality a free society can promise without eroding the liberties that make reform possible. Fourthly, institutions, constitutionality, and the limits of power, the book argues for the importance of America's constitutional architecture and the institutions built around it. Shapiro presents limited government and separation of powers as safeguards against concentrated authority, including authority exercised in the name of moral righteousness. This topic focuses on why process matters. Rules about how decisions are made can be as important as the decisions themselves, because stable procedures protect minorities, preserve peaceful transitions, and reduce political tribalism. The argument extends to contemporary controversies where institutions such as courts, legislatures, and federalism are criticized as obstacles to rapid change. Shapiro's defense is that constraints are features, not bugs, designed to prevent temporary majorities from imposing irreversible harms. He also frames civic institutions, including law enforcement and the military, as legitimate targets for accountability, yet essential to maintaining order and national security. The underlying claim is that dismantling public trust in core institutions can leave a vacuum filled by raw power, corporate control, or ideological enforcement. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how constitutionalism differs from policy preference and why safeguarding institutions may be a prerequisite for achieving long-term justice and prosperity. Lastly, patriotism, civic responsibility, and cultural cohesion. A final key topic is the role of patriotism and shared civic culture in sustaining a pluralistic nation. Shapiro argues that a country with diverse backgrounds and beliefs requires some common commitments, including respect for the rule of law, free speech, and the legitimacy of democratic disagreement. In this framing, patriotism is not blind loyalty, but a willingness to invest in the national project, defend its principles, and work within its structures to improve it. The book contrasts constructive criticism with what it portrays as contempt that delegitimizes fellow citizens and erodes social bonds. Cultural cohesion, in this sense, is not uniformity. It is a baseline agreement that political opponents are still compatriots. Shapiro contends that when institutions and traditions are treated exclusively as instruments of oppression, citizens lose the motivation to maintain them, and polarization intensifies. The topic also engages education, media, and social movements as arenas where civic identity is formed or fractured. Readers are encouraged to ask what kind of story can unite citizens without papering over wrongdoing, and how a healthy national identity can preserve space for dissent while still fostering gratitude and responsibility. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a spirited defense of the United States against modern narratives that emphasize national guilt over national achievement. It will appeal to people interested in conservative political thought, civic education, and the debate over how to interpret American history in schools, media, and public life. Readers who benefit most are those willing to engage a forceful argument and then test it against their own assumptions, rather than looking for a neutral survey. The practical value lies in clarifying first principles, what counts as legitimate criticism, what standards should guide reform, and why constitutional processes and shared civic commitments matter for stability. By organizing today's cultural disputes around the question of America as an idea, the book can help readers articulate their beliefs more coherently and participate in political conversations with more structure and confidence. Compared with similar titles, it is worth buying if you want an explicitly argumentative, accessible case that links history, philosophy, and contemporary controversies into a single narrative. Even if you disagree, it offers a clear opponent to sharpen your thinking and improve your ability to debate America's meaning and future. If you would like to support Ben Shapiro, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.